To all our Talmidim that learned in the yeshiva, to the Bugurim, to their families, to the Yedidim, Shalom Uvracha. This is Michael Yammer. I hope that everything is okay with you. Chag Chanukah, in a lot of Sifrei Chassidut, is called Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh. And certainly the question, why is it called Torah Shebaal Peh, have to be cleared. If we will go deeper than that, then the whole requirement of the Yevanim, of Ve'atra kitfu lachem al keren ashor, she'en lachem chelek im Elokei Yisrael, ve'Elokei Yisrael, have to be understood. Why is it so complex, Lashon? Why isn't simply written, Enchem ma'aminim ba'ashem, or Anu lo ma'aminim ba'ashem? Why does it have to be written, Ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael? Third question, the Gemara is asking, we are mevarech on adlakat haner, we are saying the bracha of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. Ask the Gemara v'hichan tzivanu. How can we say on mitzvah de Rabbanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us? Ask a lot of the mefarshim. L'chora the Gemara had to ask it about Netilat Yadayim, because Netilat Yadayim was the first mitzvah de Rabbanan. So on the first mitzvah de Rabbanan you have to ask, why is it written V'tzivanu. And last question that I want to deal with, the Yevanim were gozer and brit milah, and that's very clear, that's something that distinguished a Jew on Shabbos, something very fundamental on Talmud Torah. Well, they were gozer too on Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's needed a lot of explanation. What special about Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh, three people come and say that there is a moon, they saw a moon. Why to be gozer in that specific? Rav Hutner in his book Pachad Yitzchak is explaining all this. He is saying that the main argument and debate that the Yevanim had with Am Yisrael was not the question if there is Kadosh Baruch Hu or not, but the main question was Yichudo shel Am Yisrael. Is Am Yisrael Am Zgula? Is Am Yisrael Banim to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is Am Yisrael different from the Goyim? Like the Kuzari explained that there are five steps: Domem, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber, Yehudi. And the Yevanim, because of their connection to nature, because of their connection to physics, and so on, they disagree to the idea that this is a different step. They disagree to the idea that there are different levels in man. And therefore, Ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael means Ein lachem chelek nosaf be'elokei Yisrael. You are not more close to Hashem than we are. You are more commanded. You have tayag mitzvot. We don't have tayag mitzvot. But you are not closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu than we are. This is what it means. Ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. What does it mean to be a ben of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean to be close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? It means that you understand him. It's like a son that can understand his father. And that's the whole idea of Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, in this mitzvah specific, Chazal were asking, V'heichan tzivanu. Because the whole idea of Chanukah is that we have the power to be mefarish the Torah. And you can say on that, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, because we are the banim of the Kadosh Baruch.
And on that comes the Gemara and asks, who gave you that permission? So it's not specific on Ner Chanukah. But from Ner Chanukah, because this is what it symbolizes, the Gemara is asking generally about all the mitzvot de Rabbanan. And therefore she decided to ask it here and not in the question of Natilat Yadai. And that's the explanation why it's called Chag Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Torah Shebaal Peh symbolizes the Yichud of Am Yisrael. Therefore, only Am Yisrael has Torah Shebaal Peh. Only Am Yisrael is allowed to explain what the Kadosh Baruch Hu means, what this means, what that mitzvah means, the Amal HaTorah. And that's Miyuchad Le'am Yisrael. That will explain too why there were gozer specific in Kiddush HaChodesh. The reason why there were gozer specific in Kiddush HaChodesh is because Am Yisrael has a power that the goyim don't have to be Mekadesh Zezman. As we know, if Beidin didn't say Mekudash, 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 Zezman is not Mekudash. So they have a special power to be Mekadesh Zezman. Because that, they are not only mushpa by the Teva, but they are mashpia the Teva. They create the Teva. Like we have in the second parasha of Shema, that if they do good, rain is coming. They don't do good, rain is not coming. And that's the whole idea, that for that, the Yevanim disagreed. They said, no, like we are not mashpia the Teva, but mushpa, you are not mashpia the Teva and mushpa, and therefore you cannot be Mekadesh Dezman. And therefore the specific when it goes there on Kiddush HaChodesh. As you know, one of the big things that the men, and this is our responsibility as Mechanchim to give to our students, is the understanding of Simchat HaTorah. The tremendous chovot and zchuyot as being banim atem la'Hashem Elokichem, as being his am kadosh. And Bezrat Hashem, we are praying for tremendous siyata d'shmaya. I think that this year, both Shana Aleph and Shana Bet in Shiva are really boys that unbelievably, they're istadlis, they're amal, they're working. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will succeed, that we really will succeed giving them this special understanding and feeling and not being influenced by any society that is wrong, but understanding the importance of Banim Atem LaHashem Elokichem. Be in touch. I would like to hear from each one of you. Chanukah Sameach. Shalom, shalom. Chat. Right.